Welcome to Author Express. Thanks for checking us out. This is the podcast where you give us 15 minutes of your time and we give you a chance to hear the voice behind the pages and get to know some of your favorite writers in a new light. I'm one of your hosts, Kathleen Basie. I'm an award-winning musical composer, a feature writer, essayist, and of course, storyteller. Let me tell you a little bit about today's guest. Tracy Buchanan crashed into the literary world when she was six and won her first writing award. Fast forward through years as a journalist, mom, volunteer, freelance writer, editor, artist, small business owner, and circus performer. Well, not really, but wouldn't that be something? And you will find her happily planted in the world of fiction with Toward the Corner of Mercy and Peace. Publishers Weekly had this to say about it. Buchanan debuts with the folksy story of a curmudgeonly woman in the 1950s in Paducah, Kentucky. Along with the brisk pacing and naughty protagonist, Buchanan adds plenty of homespun details. This slice of life is one to savor. What a nice thing to say for them. Welcome, Tracy, to Author Express.
Hi, thank you for having me today.
It's great to have you here. So tell me, if you will, to start, what is the most interesting thing about where you're from?
Well, Paducah is a small town in western Kentucky, but we are also a UNESCO creative city, which is pretty unusual. There are only 246 of them worldwide and only, I think, 9 of them in America. So that's a very unusual designation. And we're designated that mostly because we're also known as Quilt City, USA, and we're the home of the National Quilt Museum, and it's the world's largest of its kind.
Well, that is interesting. Who among us does not have quilters in our family? My sister is a quilter, and her mother-in-law was a quilter, and my grandmother was a quilter. So these are all, like, I have never gotten that bug myself, but I see lots of beautiful quilts out there. The ones with the ties as a memory of people who've died and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You ought to come to our quilt museum. It is phenomenal. It truly is. And we're just a small little town.
Yeah. How big is Paducah?
I'd say 35,000.
Okay, very good. All right, well, let's get to know you a little bit better today as a person before we start talking books. Tell me what's something about you that other people find hard to believe.
Hard to believe? Probably that, well, I don't know.
You're an open book?
I'm pretty much an open book. A lot of times I'll have the comment made, whenever somebody sees me in person after they've just seen my picture, they say, oh, you're so tall. And I want to tell them, you know, pictures are able to know where the person's head is. Like, you know, just because I'm tall doesn't mean I'm going to be up here.
How tall are you, if I might ask?
Well, that's another good question, because I'm actually 5'11", but I tell everybody I'm 6 feet because it just seems... Ooh. Just is easier.
Also, it sounds more impressive too.
True.
Okay, so here's a question. Do you wear heels?
I do on occasion, but I've had foot surgery and I can't wear anything taller than a 2-inch heel now.
Okay. I ask because I'm only 5'4". And when I made the list of my ideal man, I said, I would like to have no one higher than or taller than 5'8". And my husband is 5'8". So I never have to wear heels again in my life. And I'm very happy about that.
Good.
Okay. Let's talk about your book a little bit. Tell us about your book in one sentence.
Well, Mrs. Minerva Place, the protagonist, prefers communing with the dead to dealing with the living. But when a young boy and his father burst into her world, her life in small town Paducah is turned on its head.
That just sounds so much fun. And I read this book and it really is just so much fun. You get to have a curmudgeonly person. Just as soon as you bring in that small child, you know something great is going to happen. So that sounds like a really fun book. Tell us about where, you know, it's set in Paducah. So what's significant to you about Paducah in terms of the book?
Well, I started this book years and years ago, not knowing that it was going to be a book. I was asked by our city to develop some plays for the local cemetery. And so I would write stories about that. I'd research the people who were buried there, and then I'd tell their story. Then they would dress in costume from that period and tell their story. And so I had a whole collection of these things. I had like over 30 different pieces of research that I'd done and characters that I had developed. And I wanted to do something else with them. And so I tried writing something similar to a Spoon River anthology, if you're familiar mm-hmm. with that. And it wasn't working. So I brought in someone who could introduce the characters. And I named her Mrs. Minerva Place. And then the more I wrote, the more I realized it was really her story that I was telling mm-hmm. and not the people who were buried in the cemetery. So that's how it came to be.
That is really cool. And I really do love the idea that she's hearing voices of people who have passed away as this book goes on and she's questioning her sanity. I really love all of that. And that being able to bring in interesting people. And if I recall, it's been a while since I read the book, but if I recall, there's some resolution that happens because of this, isn't there?
There is. She really learns a lot about herself and she's able to finally forgive herself for some things that she's been holding herself back from doing.
That's really cool. What a creative idea for a book. Go you.
Thank you.
So who do you think is going to connect with this book and who were you thinking of when you wrote it?
Well, I was thinking a lot of people, just other readers who like what I like, which I guess are middle-aged women. And I was also thinking a lot about the families of Paducah and our history here. We have quite a collective history. We have a vice president and we have a very famous writer, Irvin Cobb. He was famous years ago. But we also have local people who have gone off and done very well. I can name several people from Paducah who've risen to prominence nationally.
Very cool. So you're thinking of your hometown crowd. Have you got lots of hometown connections to get it out there now? I would think your connections who asked you to write the play would be all over publicizing this.
Yes, that was years ago. But yes, they're still around. And I did work for the local newspaper at the beginning of my career. So yes, I've got lots of great connections, people who've been very supportive in Paducah.
Yeah. Well, and hopefully it'll go much bigger than that, too, because I'll tell you, from my spot in Missouri, it sounds like it would resonate very well with the people I'm around as well. So that's very good. So let's talk a little bit about how you got to this point, the writing process, the writing journey. When did you first know that you wanted to be a writer? I mean, you said that you were asked to do plays, so clearly somebody already knew you were a writer and you worked for the paper as a journalist?
Right. Right. I was an editor of a lifestyle section. But yes, I mean, okay. From early on, I knew I wanted to write. I didn't know that I was going to be a writer, so to speak, but I knew that I wanted to write. So I kept journals early in my life. And then when I went to college, I thought it was more practical to go into journalism than it was to go into creative writing. So I went into journalism with the thought, this is a way I can support myself. So I've just continued to write all through the years in different ways. And this book, Toward the Corner of Mercy and Peace, was my first attempt at a novel.
That's very cool. So who encouraged your writing the most when you were younger?
Well, different teachers along the way. And of course, my parents have always been very supportive. But I had wonderful, wonderful teachers.
Yeah, it's very good when you have good teachers. Are you a lifelong Paducan?
I am. I was born in Missouri, but I've lived here most of my life, except for a couple of or 4 years, I guess, in Texas when I went to college.
Okay. So where'd you go to school?
I started out at Baylor University. Okay. Then I ended up at Texas A&M University.
A couple of big ones.
Right.
That's good. Okay. I also, because I'm from Missouri, I have to ask where you were born in Missouri.
Cape Girardeau.
In Cape Girardeau. Okay, so southeast and not too far from Kentucky, all things considered.
Right, right.
Yeah, very good. All right, well, let's find out what's the best place for people to find you if they want to find out more about you, about your book.
Probably my website. That's tracybuchanan.com. Tracy with an E.
Yes, T-R-A-C-E-Y, and Buchanan is B-U-C-H-A-N-A-N. Great. Right. And you have all of your links there for socials and everything?
I do.
All right, very good. Okay, so then let me ask you this. What book or story is inspiring you the most these days?
Well, I thought about that. I'm an avid reader and am constantly reading. And my favorite book is always the one I'm reading. But I thought that the one that had influenced me the most, and that was probably Spoon River Anthology by Edgar Lee Masters. And as I was flipping through the book again, just to remind myself how much why I loved it, I found that there is actually a character in the book named Minerva.
And fun.
And that was fun. And when you read the poem about this Minerva, you see that she was a little ostracized from her community too. So I just loved that connection between this book that inspired my beginnings of the book that I wrote and the connection to the 1915 anthology.
Yeah, that's very good. Well, and I've heard of Spoon River Anthology, but I don't know that I know anything about it. So this is always the most fun part of the interviews, is getting the TBR list just keeps getting longer and longer and longer.
It does, doesn't it?
Yes. All right. Well, thank you again for being with us, Tracy. Everybody go check out Toward the Corner of Mercy and Peace.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope you'll take a second to give us some stars or a review on your favorite podcasting platform. We'll be back next Wednesday. And in the meantime, follow us on Instagram at Author Express Podcast to see who's coming up next. Don't forget, keep it express, but keep it interesting.